Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. The Fox News debate between Democratic California Governor Gavin Newsom and Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis last night had several tense moments as the two governors clashed and talked over each other on policies. They even clashed over pronunciation.
Joe Biden is in the pocket of the teachers union, and so is Kamala Harris. That's why they fought school openings when he came in there. When they had that in there.
It's Kamala
Harris. Biden came into office and he brought in the teacher union.
And it didn't end there. They argued on their state's policies related to abortion, crime, taxes, and COVID-19. Israeli fighter jets struck several targets in the Gaza Strip just minutes after a week-long truce expired this morning, resuming the war with Hamas. After more than 100 hostages were freed as part of the ceasefire, and Palestinians in Gaza experienced days of peace for the first time since a wider war broke out between Israel and Hamas, which governs the territory. The renewed hostilities coming as Israel and Hamas have traded blame for the collapse of that ceasefire. New York Republican Rep. George Santos's quick political career may come to an end today. Two-thirds of the chamber is expected to vote for a resolution from Ethics Committee Chair Michael Guest, a fellow Republican from Mississippi, that would make Santos only the third person to be booted from Congress since the Civil War. Former Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, who blazed trails as the first woman to sit on the Supreme Court, has died. O'Connor was 93, passing away due to complications related to advanced dementia. In 2018, O'Connor did reveal in a letter that she had been diagnosed with the disease. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Yesterday, Tesla CEO Elon Musk unveiled the long-awaited Tesla Cybertruck at a live event in Austin, Texas. It's the first electric vehicle Tesla offers that isn't a sedan and marks the company's entry into a growing EV pickup market. The bed of the truck, over 6 feet long, has a towing capacity of 11,000 pounds and features windows that can repel bullets.
If Al Capone showed up with a Tommy gun and emptied the entire magazine into the car door, you would still be alive. So, and so people say, like, well, you know, why'd you make it bulletproof? I'm like, why not? How tough is your truck?
Originally thought to be about $35,900, the price range $69,990 to $99,900. A man that was having severe headaches for about 5 months went to the hospital, where doctors found a pair of chopsticks lodged in his skull. When doctors told him that, he was at first surprised, and then he remembered being in a fight and feeling someone stab his face. Those chopsticks had gone up his nose and into his brain. Surgeons were thankfully able to remove those chopsticks. That man now in stable condition, waiting to be released from the hospital. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going now. Stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can check it out. BillMartinezShow.com. Robert Pittenger is going to be joining us in just a few moments to talk about his new book, Character Matters, Personal Stories of 31 World Changers. Having served for a decade in the as an assistant to Dr. Bill Bright, founder of Campus Crusade for Christ, now known as CRU, in business for 35 years and is a former member of the North Carolina Senate and the United States Congress, Congressman Pittenger offers a wealth of insight and perspective of profiled leaders. And it's all here in this book, Character Matters, Personal Stories of 31 World Changers. And Robert Pittenger joins us now. Congressman, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. Good morning to you. Hope you're well.
Hey, I am. Thank you so much. And for you as well, sir, your book, Character Matters, you know, it's good to be reminded that character does matter. It's always mattered, hasn't it?
Yes, sir. It really has. And you know, the idea and thought for this book really came about because I wanted our 17 grandchildren some understanding and perspective of why these, you know, very impactful people, why they succeeded and were so accomplished. These are folks, of course, I've worked with and known for the last many decades, and that's why we got started with it.
Well, it must be fun, you know, for you and the family and with the grandkids when you're around, because you've got stories, right? I mean, you've lived, you know, I mean, you could say a well-lived life. You've been around, changers, cultural change agents, you know, the likes of Ronald Reagan, Margaret Thatcher that you write about, Gorbachev, Billy Graham, Colin Powell, you know, the list is an incredible list of individuals who, you know, in the human condition, Robert, it's not that you're saying they're all perfect, but they all contribute something that is worthy to be passed on to the succeeding generations, right?
Yes, sir. You know, we all come into this world of ordinary people. Ronald Reagan, he was a farm boy from Iowa. You know, but each of these people emerged as enormously respected and impactful individuals who affected our country and our world in a great measure. So,
well,
that was the context of the book.
Uh-huh. And consistent with leadership, what is it about leadership that is so critical for any society?
Yes, sir. That's well stated. Leadership can only be respected and followed if they're trusted. And the people who are trusted are those who really demonstrate those character qualities that enable others to see them as someone who is worthy and to be followed. Mm-hmm. So, for example, Margaret Thatcher. When I first met Lady Thatcher, I was with her many times. I hosted her in Charlotte twice and was in London number of times. I asked Lady Thatcher, this is in 1993. I said, Lady Thatcher, we all know you are the Iron Woman. There and the wall came down. You fought the socialists. You fought the liberals. You prevailed against enormous headwinds, even from your own party. But what we don't know is what made you Margaret Thatcher. What gave you those tremendous leadership qualities and that willingness to pursue and persevere in the midst of enormous pushback? She said, well, Robert is my father. He said, first of all, my father was a Methodist Sunday school teacher. He took me to church every Wednesday and Sunday to learn about Christianity. But she said, my father taught me three things about leadership. The three things he taught me was, number one, determine the principled thing to do. What is the right thing to do in any given situation? Secondly, with your whole heart, commit yourself to that objective. Wholeheartedly, never look back. And thirdly, with all your persuasion, with all your ability, seek to bring your colleagues and friends to join. Well, pretty succinct, but profound.
Yes.
And we move forward 20 years. I'm elected to U.S. Congress. And they have us come up to Harvard for, you know, a week to indoctrinate us, all 85 new members. And I'm going to Fenway Park with a member of the British Parliament who's a member of Labour, the opposite party of Lady Thatcher. And I ask, what did you think of Margaret Thatcher, expecting the darts to fly?
Right.
She said, God bless her. She saved our country. She did and had the courage to do what my party didn't have the courage to do. And that sunk in. So it's those kind of qualities and those kind of stories that we tell about in the book, about the 31 individuals that we present.
Robert, did you find that these values that Margaret Thatcher shared with you, I mean, these are tried and true values that her father passed on to her. Did you find, you know, some iteration of those three components to be consistent with all these leaders?
Yes, I really did. Whether it's Tom Landry or Colin Powell or Ronald Reagan or even Mikhail Gorbachev, a remarkable man. Absolutely remarkable man. I really understood why he and Reagan got along. They're both very engaging people. One student asked him, when I brought him to Charlotte, one student asked him, said, sir, tell me, what are the major principles of successful future generation in civilization? He said, well, number one, a commitment to poverty. Number two, a commitment to the poor. Number three, a commitment to democracy. Number four, a commitment to Christianity. We got in the car. I said, Mr. Gorbachev, are you a Christian?
Yeah.
He looked at me and said, well, Robert, this is in 1995. He said, Robert, in Moscow, it's very popular to go to church, but you know going to church doesn't make you a Christian.
Right.
I said,
interesting.
I understand that. He said, well, let me say this. I grew up in my aunt's house, and on the wall of my aunt's house was a picture of Lenin and also a picture of Jesus. And there's no longer a picture of Lenin. I mean, here's a man who had profound understanding of, number one, life, and of the nature of man and the nature of God. And I really think he was a willing complement to Reagan and Thatcher and Pope John Paul in the demise of the Soviet Empire.
Exactly.
I think he was there to assist and was complicit, willing actor in that process. So here's a man who understood the signs of the times. He understood the consequences of his own political demise, and yet he pursued ahead. And he did what he knew was the right thing to do.
You know, this is, I know, going to surprise people that did not even consider that Mikhail Gorbachev would have had any spiritual component of his life. But without that spiritual component, the wall would not have come down, would it?
Well, it would have been a harder fight. He was a willing soldier.
Yeah, without a doubt. Wow. That's a great story. And there's so many more to tell here. And we've got another 10 minutes together on the other side of the break, so stay with us. We're talking with the Honorable Robert Pittenger and his book, Character Matters, Personal Stories of 31 World Changers. I mean, these are people that he knew for decades. So, like I said, he's got stories to tell. And guess what? We get to benefit from it this morning. So we're grateful that he's here with us right now. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay with us.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358. Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562. Back, fresh and independent, just way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. It is 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and we're talking with the Honorable Robert Pittenger, former member of Congress. His book, Character Matters, Personal Stories of 31 World Changers. Robert, And talk to us about Billy Graham. I had a chance to work a crusade, one of his crusades in Southern California in 1985. The most incredible spiritual experience that I've had. It definitely ranks in the top five of my experiences to be around such an extraordinary, humble, God-fearing man as Dr. Billy Graham.
Yes, sir, he really was. I first met him, I was 21 years old, and I was living in Dallas working on the conference called Explode 72 that was organized by Campus Crusade for Christ.
Right.
And I was asked to go out and caddy for Dr. Graham during the Byron Nelson Golf Classic.
Uh-huh.
So Billy played with Byron Nelson and Bob Hope and Arnold Palmer. And I chased golf balls all over the course for Billy and Bob Hope. But that was the beginning of a wonderful relationship and friendship with the whole family. And of course, I've been very close to Franklin through the years and traveled a lot with him. But after that time of that meeting in Dallas, I went on to be the assistant to Bill Bright, who was president of Campus Crusade, and traveled Bill around the globe. But we were with the Dr. Graham numerous times, and just had the occasion to watch the man live out his life. And, you know, he lived what he preached.
Yes,
he was a very thoughtful, kind, humble individual. You know, acclaimed as one of the top 10 most admired people in the country for, I think, 4 or 5 decades. But Billy was just a wonderful person who led with integrity. No one ever questioned Billy's integrity. And the times I was with him, and I'll tell you a funny story. I was flying with Franklin to Moscow, and he wanted to go over there and help a hospital. So we got in his Mitsubishi MU-2, a prop plane, I think the loudest in the whole world. Franklin's a great pilot. He flies something better now.
Oh,
so we flew to Burlington, Vermont, and then to Nova Scotia, then across the pond. Well, we stayed in Nova Scotia, and we stayed in this little $6 motel type operation and a one-man show, and went up to the front desk to check in, and the phone rang, and the man answers. It said, "Hello." "Well, yeah, he's here." So he gave the phone across the counter to Franklin. I said, "Hello." "Oh, hello, Daddy." "Yes, sir." "Yes, I'm going to Moscow."
"Uh-huh."
"Yes, sir, I have another pilot with me." "Yes, sir, Robert Pittenger's going with me." At that point, his dad said, "Robert Pittenger." I thought he had more sense than that. I mean, Franklin is true. Franklin will charge hell with a water gun.
Hell yeah, exactly.
I love that guy. But anyway, Billy, Franklin's more like his mom. He was fearless too. But Billy was just—he was always conscientious and thoughtful, and looked you right in the eye and talked to you. He was one to reach the world, but he was one person at a time.
Yes, exactly.
He cared about the person he was with.
Well, you know, what a life you've led, Congressman, to have an opportunity to be around people like this. And, you know, Bill Bright, your experience there for Campus Crusade. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, my. He probably, no question, he had the greatest impact of my life. I spent 8 years as his assistant. And here's a man who made the same salary as all the staff. We all raised our own support. There were 20,000 staff. $400 million operation. He made, I think, $30,000 a year. All the royalties from his books went to the ministry. He's just pure as gold. And that's why he attracted so many people to commit himself. I led his billion-dollar campaign.
Wow.
And so many people came and pledged $1 million apiece because they trusted Bill Bright.
Exactly.
He was a man of absolute integrity, fully committed to the Great Commission, to take the gospel to every single person in the world, 24/7. He lived it. I'll tell you a funny story. I was brand new working for him. This is right after Expo. This is the summer of 1972. And it's 1 o'clock in the morning. And he's writing a speech to give at breakfast the next morning, and I'm at his bedside, and he's, you know, weary. I mean, this is, we've been going 24/7.
Exactly.
And I was weary, and he looked at me and said, "You know, Robert, there's no reason ever to be tired." we've got all the resources of God to draw upon. He looked at me with kind of a little grin on his face. I said, well, you draw on him, brother, because I'm going to bed. But he was a great sense of humor, but fully focused, fully dedicated to reaching every single person in the globe. And he was a businessman. He never wasn't a preacher. He wasn't a reverend. He didn't have a degree. He was a businessman. He had a business approach to taking the gospel to every single person. And, and that's why people trusted him.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I was so moved by many of his books in how he addressed the Holy Spirit and the power of the Spirit in our lives. And I'm sure that's one of the things he was referring to you on that night that you were a little weary. Because he, you know, at least from my readings, I never had the honor to meet him face to face, but through his writings. And he definitely had just a dramatic effect on my life.
Yes, sir. He's a discipler. He believed in discipling people who go and disciple others.
Yeah.
The principle that Paul said to Timothy, you know, these things I've taught you, then you go and teach others who will teach others. It was a multiplication effect.
Exactly.
And that and the power of the Holy Spirit, those were the dynamics of his focus and his mission. You know, no matter who it was, businessman or political leaders, we had a organized a lunch for him in the U.S. Capitol. Then Congressman, he became a U.S. Senator, Bill Armstrong.
Yes, right.
91 members of Congress who came to that lunch in the Joe Martin dining room. And the bell, this is in 1975, and the bells were ringing and, you know, clamoring to go vote. And they sit there, they were spellbound. And they didn't. He was so quiet, but so dynamic. In his presentation. And they stay there and listen to a message of a man who understood the realities of the world and that Christ was the central focus of the need to change the world.
Amen. Wow. How cool is that? We're talking story with the Honorable Robert Pittenger, former member of Congress. His new book, Character Matters, Personal Stories of 31 World Change. Let me tell you, this is going to be a great gift. I'm telling you, this is something that you want to read to your children. That is, you know, one of those batons. You know, we run into batons along the way that we pass on, you know, like a relay race, and we pass it on to the next generation. I believe this is one of these books, you know, along with the Bible. The Bible, more important. Importantly, okay, but when you get books like this that are so filled with, you know, with the truth, with reality, and you've got examples, it's not like you're making up a bunch of stories here. I mean, these are real life people that have had an impact. And, as I say, we often look for, Robert, those golden nuggets that you can run into. I mean, here you are, you're in contact, in your orbit are, you know, are life changers. These people are catalysts for good, you know, from evangelism to political leadership and on and on. How did you meet Michael W. Smith?
Oh, I love Michael W. Well, I was helping Franklin with his ministry, and
We got about 50 seconds left here, so just heads up. Go ahead.
Michael had participated in the Billy Graham Crusade, but Franklin never met him, so I called Michael and said, we're going to have lunch with him. So Franklin and I flew to Nashville and had lunch with Michael. This was in 1995.
Yeah.
And it became a wonderful friendship.
Yeah. Well, the people that you have stories to share and talk about, and you're an absolute blessing, Robert Pittenger, and I cannot thank you enough for the book. It is a true gift, I believe, for us to pass on to the next generation. Great stories here. 31 personal stories. Go ahead.
People want to go to Amazon, so they can type in Character Matters, Personal Stories. And it'll pop right up. It's not priced high. We're not trying to.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA News Update. The Fox News debate between Democratic California Governor Gavin Newsom and Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis last night had several tense moments on policies regarding abortion, crime, taxes, and COVID-19. Israeli fighter jets struck several targets in the Gaza Strip just minutes after a week-long truce expired this morning, resuming the war with Hamas. The renewed hostilities coming as Israel and Hamas have traded blame for the collapse of that ceasefire. New York Republican Representative George Santos may have his political career come to an end today as a supermajority of his colleagues prepare to vote on his eviction from the House, making Santos only the third person to be booted from Congress since the Civil War. Corey Myers, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. And again, our gratitude to the Honorable Robert Pittenger, former member of Congress. His book, Character Matters, available at all the usual places, Amazon, you name it. Check it out. A must-have book. I mean, it's a fun book because you're going to read stories. I mean, even just the short time that we had together. Did you realize Mikhail Gorbachev was a Christian? And it makes sense, and especially, you know, when Robert was talking about, you know, how you had the Pope and Ronald Reagan, Margaret Thatcher, and Gorbachev, I mean, how they all came together at an appointed time. I mean, this had to be appointed time. This had to be orchestrated by God himself, and that the reason that Gorbachev was in that position was because of the spiritual component. I believe that 100%. So interesting, and lots of other stories because, you know, Robert knew these people, you know, and in the orbit that he traveled, you know, and how it began for him, and just you know, it's interesting, you know, you think of other people, whether it's you know, like George Plimpton, and you know, of course, you know. In the movie Forrest Gump, you know, we think of all the contacts and you know, appointments that he had along his life. But Pittenger, with the list of people here, it seems almost Forrest Gump-like. Megan Barth is with us right now, the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Hey, Megan, happy Thanksgiving belatedly. Good to hear from you.
Well, good to hear from you, too, and happy belated Thanksgiving. Hope all went well.
Yeah, all went well. We didn't have anybody at our house. I don't know if you did. They came with the pamphlet from the Democratic Party, from the campaign, of how to talk to those mean-spirited MAGA types that are going to want to ruin your Thanksgiving dinner, right?
Oh, yes, all those extremists, those insurrectionists, those domestic terrorists that we are.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, the thing is, it's amazing, though, don't you find it quite rich, is that here they accuse the right of being domestic terrorists, but it's the left that does all the destruction. They're the ones that are, you know, smashing and grabbing and doing all kinds of damage across the country. Of course, the Summer of Love, anywhere $2 to $4 billion, depending on what numbers you want to look at. But a lot of destruction, and I didn't see that being done by Tea Party types. I didn't see it being done by MAGA people. You know, I just see it done by the left. But yet we're the domestic terrorists, right?
Well, yeah, they always blame us for what they're guilty of, right? That's mm-hmm. that's the ultimate projection. That's just the old psychology of the left.
Exactly.
So it's not surprising. We've been dealing with this. I've been called a Nazi now for, I think, 20 years.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't get old. I mean,
And how many drinks have you had thrown on you now? Are you counting them still?
Well, I've been attacked by BLM. I was thrown to the ground in Georgetown. My phone was confiscated by one of the thugs.
Yeah.
Drinks thrown on me. I've seen it all, done it all, taken all the slings and arrows, and I'm still here.
Yeah, here you are. You're like the ever-ready bunny. You just keep on going.
Yeah, it takes a look at
That's it. You know, I was talking with Liz Peek earlier this morning, Megan, and I. The question has been to the audience here is that the polling says 40% of America approves 100% of what Joe Biden is doing. And I'm going, who's this 40%? I keep looking for one. I want to know what is it that they know that I don't know, that would cause them to support Joe Biden in all his mental frailty, what's happening with the economy, what he has done to absolutely train wreck the middle class, our standing on the international stage. He's interfering with Israel and on and on. What am I missing here that, you know, that they know that I don't know that causes them to support Joe Biden 100%?
Well, I think that Joe Biden's mental state is a direct reflection of his supporters. I mean, if you talk to any of his supporters, and I have, they have absolutely no idea what's going on. They can't formulate a cohesive sentence. They ramble. They're overly emotional.
Yes.
He's basically, their mentor, if you look at it that way.
Mm-hmm.
We have an unfortunate situation in this country, many of them, but one of them is that when you look at, for example, the education system, whereby over 70% of Black and Hispanic students are illiterate, 50% of white students are illiterate, mm-hmm. no one can do basic math, no one writes anymore, they took cursive out of the schools, all of this stuff, they're being basically bred to be young revolutionary Marxists. This is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens is you just trace it right back to the education system where the system is educating anyone mm-hmm. on purpose because they want little Marxist revolutionaries in order to have a generational grip mm-hmm. on this country. And they've done
right.
it very well with the Black population. You know, 96% mm-hmm. of Blacks vote for Democrats. Why? When you look at the predominantly Black neighborhoods, especially if they are in, you know, urban centers, whether it's, you know, Clark County here, Las Vegas, for example, in Nevada, or you look at Chicago, or you look at Missouri, or wherever, Baltimore, 99% of the power there is run and controlled by the Democrat Party. And mm-hmm. you have an increase in crime, an increase in illiteracy, an increase in poverty. You just name it. It's a failed city,
mm-hmm.
and you have a failed population as well. And so, you know, if this is how they want to live, and if this is how they want to be controlled, well, who am I to get in their way?
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking about the problems of inner cities as long as we've been talking about the problems over in the Middle East.
Exactly.
And nothing ever gets better. You have Joe Biden right now still talking about a two-state solution. A two-state solution has not worked, and it has not worked for well over 60 years, 70 years, 75 years. Mm-hmm. We've been talking about this two-state solution, and there are still terrorists, and they are still trying to wipe Israel off the map.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, the point of insanity is repeating the same thing and expecting different results.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the two-state solution is what gave you Hamas, what gave you October the 7th. I want to go back in what you were talking about in terms of the focus of universities and what's happening there and how the kids are being indoctrinated. You know, first of all, the government has imported hatred into the country. We've imported, young kids from the Middle East who have come on the heels of these endowments that have been bestowed upon these wealthy universities. Just 10... you've got Ivy League universities plus Harvard and I think Northwestern, another one, totaling $64.8 billion, according to Open the Books. And this is just in the past year. These are endowments that are coming to them. And these are coming from mostly Middle East countries. You know, these oil countries are just dumping an incredible amount of money and influence into these universities. And, of course, with them, you get the kids that have already been indoctrinated, you know, since in utero, before they were born, to hate Jews. And then you've got these professors who are now tenured, who have, come into these universities and are propagating, you know, this kind of, dare I say, misinformation and propaganda and indoctrination on the kids. And then you wonder why, shockingly, we've got so many kids on the streets of America supporting evil. And it's, to me, the most ludicrous of all is, Gays for Palestine. Do they not know?
Yeah.
The Palestinians aren't for gays.
Yeah, who wants to tell them? I just say send these people to Gaza. If they wanna free Gaza, then go do something about it. Go to Gaza. See how long you'll last there.
Right. But see, this is the deal that we're faced with right now. So much of what we're dealing with is systemic. While we were watching other things happening, now we're starting to realize, again, the old axiom, and you and I have talked about this for years, and that's just, you follow the money. You follow the money, you see the influence, you see the policies that are amended in order to accommodate said money. Got to go to break. We've got more from Megan after this. Stay with us.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
It was your best vacation ever.
You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract.
But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare?
It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Megan Barth is joining us, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. We're just talking about Donald Trump. She's had the privilege to interview him on two occasions, maybe a third. We're keeping our fingers crossed for her. But Megan, for you, it was an enlightening time because you understand Donald Trump the way he's perceived by the media, rallies, and you know, we've all kind of known and appreciated him at a distance, but here you were face to face with him, and I got to imagine this really all the more just sealed and confirmed the impressions that you had of this man.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I interviewed him I think it was back in I don't even know when it was, September? At the Trump Hotel, and I was, there was a suite ready for us, and, you know, of course I was anxious, and I'm a little bit nervous, and I've never interviewed a president before, let alone someone like Trump. And, you know, he has this way about him that you kind of notice with good businessmen, whereby they don't dominate the room. They're humble, and they immediately make you feel at ease.
Mm-hmm.
And he has that talent, and he has, and I know, and it's not forced. It's very genuine. He's an affable, he's self-deprecating. He's, like I said, he's humble, and he's just truly a kind man.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a much easier time interviewing him because he completely took away my nerves. It gave us a second interview. I interviewed him when he was in for the Republican Jewish Coalition in Vegas, and I'm hoping to interview him again in a couple weeks.
Well, it'll be interesting because of the subject matter. You've got certainly the ongoing Israel-Hamas war. Joe Biden's, I believe, is interference. Yesterday, we were told Antony Blinken basically told Israel that, they put a clock on him. The clock is running, and they may not have enough time, according to their assessment, to, fulfill their objective, and that is the annihilation of Hamas. And I think anything short of that will be even more disturbing than dealing with the hostages by Israelis.
Where did this timeline? Why is there a timeline to destroy terrorism? It isn't Obama's red line that kept
running. Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, because all this time we've been hearing from Biden and his administration, we're 100% behind Israel until they're not.
Well, there's certainly no timeline on how much money over the period of time we're going to give to Ukraine.
Exactly.
So we're giving them, I just heard this yesterday, we're giving them $1 billion a month. And it's not the war. The $1 billion, and we've given a lot more. But the $1 billion a month that we automatically send Ukraine is just to run their government. It's just to fund their pensions. It's just to fund the politicians.
Right.
I was watching Tucker yesterday on X.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I think it was Marjorie Taylor Greene who said that. And I couldn't believe that. I said, we're giving them $1 billion. So what about that timeline?
Right. Yeah, it's an open checkbook, and we know.
No, I did not know this, and this shows you, and I believe that Netanyahu is a lot smarter than to listen to the likes of Blinken. This shows you that the Democrats have been on the wrong side of history and on the wrong side of foreign policy for as long as I've been alive.
Exactly.
And that's coming on 52 years.
Mm-hmm.
When we look back at Carter, for example, not a whiz when it came to foreign policy, was he?
No.
He gave us the 44 hostages because the CIA under Carter decided that, it would be a great idea to overthrow the Shah. And when you look at Iran and you look at the Middle East, when the Shah was in power, it was actually a very westernized type of democracy. Women weren't battered. Women weren't
they were able to go to school and drive and, be... Yes, exactly.
It wasn't a medieval, mid-century savagery that has now taken over most of the Middle East and, unfortunately, some parts of America. But the Democrats, historically, have always been on the wrong side of history. The one person, I guess, you could throw in that mix, which is a Republican, is George W. Bush, and the absolute disaster of overthrowing Saddam Hussein and the whole start of the Afghanistan conflict. But with the exception that I can't really think of a Democrat that has really nailed foreign policy for the best of freedom and liberty and It's just so we have a timeline now on again. Yeah, welcome to the third term of Obama.
Right. No, you're exactly right, and this is what the American voter needs to wake up and understand is that here it is under Trump, everything was quiet.
Quiet
on the Eastern and Western Front. We weren't going to war. Yet the Democrats said, he's going to take us to war. He's going to take us to war. You get Joe Biden, and here we got war. We got a war with Ukraine and Russia. We've got what's happening in Israel. And here it is. By the way, America hasn't been successful when it comes to executing a military campaign in, 60 years at least?
But now look at our military. Look at how our military has been saturated with just absolute outright leftists.
Well, when you're more concerned about pronouns than military preparedness, I mean, something right there has to tell you something is wrong.
Exactly. We can't even get foreign policy on our northern or our southern border right under the Democrats.
Right.
And we expect them to somehow go over and build or fix countries across the pond. We can't even take care of our own backyard.
Exactly. Well, and this is the deal. And again, you saw last night in this debate between Newsom and DeSantis. The fixed ideology of the left was on full display. So have you no doubts? These are the talking points. This is what they're going to say in 2024. And I admonish, all Republican candidates, the RNC, to really study Newsom's responses and to make sure that talking points, from a conservative worldview, are laid out to help these candidates so they know how to respond. Because I still, it drives me nuts, Megan. The right does not know how to deal with abortion. And I don't understand it. This has been, you know, it's like somebody used the analogy. I think Jeff Carrere, we were talking last week about it. It's like the dog that caught the car and doesn't know what to do with it.
Right. And I've said this many, many times, that it was just what you said, that the Republicans have absolutely no effective communication strategy when it comes to abortion. And abortion is always going to be on the ballot until the Democrats can basically, I guess, do public abortions on a 9-month-old pregnant woman. You know, in Nevada, for example, we have laws on the books that protect abortion up to 6 months of pregnancy. Now, the left likes to say 24 weeks. I even had a Republican legislature say, well, isn't it 24 weeks? I said, yes, that's 6 months. The difference is that everyone knows what a six-month pregnant woman looks like.
Exactly.
Yeah. And when you, and so what are they lobbying here for in Nevada? Abortion at 9 months? Abortion on demand? Trump was the only candidate that had an effective line, I guess, when it came to abortion in the debate against Hillary Clinton. And he said it with such conviction, and he said it with such emotion, that it made people, when I was watching the debate, I was watching in a crowd, people were stone cold quiet listening and gasping. Because he said she wants to take a little baby and rip it out of the womb at 9 months and then kill it right there on the, you know. And he got very graphic. And they need to do that. Like, how much is enough?
Exactly.
When does abortion stop and life begin?
Mm-hmm. They're not satisfied with just killing the baby. Then they want to sell off the body parts.
Yeah, it's just an atrocious, horrific, brutal procedure. And, you know, most of Americans would support abortion, from what I understand, in the first 3 months of pregnancy. And then, of course, there are exceptions if the life of the mother is threatened.
We're talking less than 1% there, but everybody's got to throw that line in there, you know, because that's a big talking point for the Democrats. You know, oh, you don't even want to protect a mother who's in danger. Look at, you know, you want to preserve reproductive rights. That is the woman's right. I say the woman, you know, the mother and the father and the doctor, it's between them. This does not, you know, need to be adjudicated in the court of public opinion. I mean, to me, it's like, well, why do you want to? To me, it's a personal issue, and thank God for the decision to reverse Roe v. Wade and the Dobbs decision that took it back to the states. Now the states, we've got 50 experiment labs who can deal with this issue and come up with the appropriate answer. And that process is playing itself out. And I think that's, a positive way. But we've got to be able to, you know, address that talking point in a very succinct sort of manner, as opposed to getting caught up in a bucket of gum, as we too often do, unfortunately.
Yeah, and I had a consultant say, oh, I just wish that the, you know, Republicans would drop the abortion issue. I said, well, we're not going to be able to drop the abortion issue because it's always going to be an issue for Democrats.
Without a doubt.
The only tool they have.
Exactly.
The only tool they have to elicit people.
If you're concerned
Megan
about
Barth,
the power
thank
grid
you. Appreciate
and want to
you.
Generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final